Philippians.
So we start out with 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
1. And 1 through 7.
Okay.
2 Timothy 1 and 1 reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace for God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure consciousness, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Therefore, I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to talk about doubt and fear today. Amen. And encourage us that it's something that the Lord does not want us to have. Amen. When I look at the word doubt and fear, it means to waver in your opinion. Amen. To hesitate in your belief. To be undecided. To have an unsettled state of opinions concerning the reality of truth or some things. Amen. Those are some of the definitions of doubt and fear that the Lord don't want us to have. Amen. If we look at what Paul is telling Timothy in our subject matter today, and how it applies to us in our lives today. We see that Paul is encouraging Timothy to remember and to stir up the goodness the gift that God had given him. Amen. Not to be worried about what's going on around him. Amen. Like today, we have, like I said, rumors and we have thoughts of war, and we are thinking about all kinds of things. You know, with our election coming up, we're not as sure of who's going to be elected. You know, it's getting to the point to where even if the one that's elected, you know, we can't trust them. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's yeah. just a mess. Yes. Amen. But he's telling Timothy here to remember the gift and stir up that gift of God that he was given. But that no matter what the situation is, amen, God is able to accomplish what he started and what he has given us to do. Amen. He is able to accomplish that. Accomplish not our will, but his will. Amen. Sometimes in our finite mind, we think that things are just too confusing. They're just too big for us. Amen. But we have to wait just a minute and remember who we serve. We serve a great big God, amen, who is able, like I said, to perform since the beginning of time. He chose us to do his work. He came here, he laid the foundation, he opened up the way, he made it possible, and he showed us what it was and how it is. But see, wasn't his purpose. His purpose was to do his will through us. He's gone back home. He's gone back to his place. But it's up to us to carry on. Mm-hmm. But he said that I will never leave you or forsake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we always have the assurance that Jesus Christ will be able to be right with us, to help us through the hard times. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
A lot of times I see people walking around, talking to themselves, doing all sort of unexplained things. Some people say they're like dead men walking. Amen. Mm. They've just given up on life. Mm. Amen. But God is able. Now I want you to stir up that memory, which Paul was telling Timothy, of the goodness of Jesus, of his love, his supreme sacrifice of dying on the cross for us, that made it possible for us to stir up that gift and to do the will that he was able put in us. Amen. The peace and the love and the joy that we have in it's not part of our scripture, but I had another scripture here that I want to read to you. It's John 14 and 27 that says, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord is telling us that even though all around us it seems to be chaos,
yes,
it
yes.
seems to be no hope of peace, but God is telling us that he has left us with a peace of mind, peace of heart. Amen. If
amen.
We put God in our heart and put him first, amen, his spirit will give us peace beyond understanding.
Amen.
People want to understand how that you can have a smile on your face when everybody's talking about you, when everybody all around you, it just seems to be chaos, and you have a smile on your face. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's because you have peace inside of you.
Thank
have
you,
peace
Jesus.
In your heart. Amen. We, as it says in our scripture text here, that as we say in our confession of faith, that we are not our own. We are God's property.
Yes.
Amen. Because we are God's property, he's not going to let anything happen to us.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to protect his own. Amen. We have been bought with a price. Mm-hmm. Amen. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has a purpose for each and every one of us. It's up to us to seek his will and to seek his way. Amen. With his death, burial, and resurrection, the Lord reversed death. He took the sting of death away, so that even though we die a physical death, If we die in Jesus, we know that we have a home in Him, in eternal life. And that's what we're all trying for. We're not trying to become the richest person in Lake County. We're not trying to have the biggest house. Amen. We're not trying to have the flashiest car. But we're trying to have eternal life with Jesus Christ. Amen. So in saying that, I don't want you to have fear in standing up for the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is the good news. Amen. There's good news in the Word of God. It's the gospel of the good news. It's telling people what it takes to be saved, what it takes to live a happy life. People with millions of dollars, people with fine homes and cars, they're afraid to leave it. They're afraid to go anyplace. They're afraid to enjoy life because they think somebody's going to try to steal it. Amen. But if you lay up your treasures in heaven, where nobody can take it and steal it, where they won't rust, where it's safekeeping. Amen. Those are the things that we don't have to fear. We don't have to have any doubt in. Amen. So in leaving you, I want you to turn to the other scripture in Philippians 4:13. Like I said, it's one of my favorite scriptures. Amen. And I want to impress on your mind that this is what you need to say each and every day. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
You don't have to worry about nothing. Just call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And right. He will be there.
Yes.
You can do all things. It's like Sister Eubany was saying, all the people in finance, they have their MBAs and their all the things that's attached to all
degrees
and accolades that they can have.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the Lord works in mysterious ways. He took her, who didn't have all those things, and gave her favor, and gave her the knowledge to be able to compete with these people.
Thank you, Jesus. Be able
to be confident in what she does.
Amen. Lord.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
Don't doubt Him. Don't have no worry. He will be there.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus.
So in leaving you, I give you this prayer. Lord, hear me when I called you. Lord, lift me when I fall.
Amen.
Lord, bless me where I stand. Lord, forever hold me in the palm of your hand. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Like I said, I just wanted to encourage you not to have fear, not to have doubt in the Word of God.
Amen.
Not to have any doubt, because if you call on Jesus, He will be there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't have no, and keep the patience, because God is able to do anything.
Thank you, Lord.